Good morning. Today is Friday, June the 10th, 165th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is noted tour guide and fire dude, Billy Gillespie.
Good morning, Brian.
Oh, boy. I didn't talk to you about the cemetery either. That'll be after the show.
Yeah.
It was some cool stuff that we found.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Reason for that, Mr. Gillespie, sir, went back to Emmitsburg, and I guess you were the most tenured?
Probably
the route the best of everybody going back.
Right, probably myself and one of the other fire guys, Chris Emmons, had been back there the most times for training trips.
So on the off days, he provided the Gettysburg tour.
There you go.
And that kind of sounds so intriguing. I might throw you in the suitcase whenever I get a chance to go back there.
It's definitely a neat place.
Our quote this morning comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson in 1860, quote, "The louder he talked of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons."
That's timely even today.
Yeah, I think. Oh, interesting stuff. Well, we got a couple of different things. Obviously, we got the big fire.
Right.
And then we've got, I think you're the last of the crowd that went back.
Okay.
That hasn't been on the show, so we'll kind of use you
trip.
As a capstone.
Yeah.
On the event. So which one you want to go with first, fire or school?
You toss it out there.
Oh, okay. Let's start with
the
fire.
You're the host.
Let's start with
the
fire because I think most people are probably more interested.
Yeah.
Or at least they think they ought to be.
See in the emergency side.
Yeah, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
A week ago. Yeah.
Really?
It was
that's right, Sparks was here.
It was a week ago this morning.
Okay.
So,
I guess, big picture, what happened?
You know, it was interesting that night because things, I'll use the Q word, things had been pretty quiet, and then we had two structure fires that night. We had one around midnight in the south part of town, and then we had this one that came in between 4:30 and 5 in the morning. And, you know, a long block down on 4th Street, all commercial businesses with some apartments upstairs, and the building that caught on fire was mid-block. So you had buildings on both sides of it. Started when the crews got there. They rolled out and they had smoke showing and fire blowing out of the upstairs apartments.
Well, and you also had the opportunity for it to alley jump.
Yes. Yeah. It's a narrow alley in that location, you know, between traveling east or west, or it could have gone north pretty easily.
Now, you guys are about 4 blocks away.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot of travel time involved in this
exactly.
one. So I know your response average time is going to look pretty sharp on this one.
Yeah.
Unless you guys got lost, which
we're not
going to talk about.
Yeah, that's pretty, pretty easy turn. Right on C, left on 4th.
So when you get there,
mm-hmm.
or they got there,
yeah,
what is the first thing? And I'm asking that differently than normal or expecting something different because you got a 3-lane highway.
Exactly.
As part of this equation that when you were responding to the fire earlier, that's a residential neighborhood.
Right.
That's a different ballgame.
Right. Residential's a whole lot easier to be able to block traffic. You know, with it down there, we ended up responding in with the apparatus. That was one of their big concerns. They had to get 4th Street blocked or diverted immediately before it was safe to even operate.
Now, 4 o'clock hour in the morning, there's
not a whole lot of traffic. But it's starting to pick up that time of day. People, you know, some folks are on their way to work or they're traveling. And so at that point, you know, they were taking the hydrant at 4th and Commercial on the south, you know, it'd be the southwest corner of that intersection.
Let's just say the wrong side of the street.
The wrong side of the street. So they got to go all the way across. So, yeah, they had to block. I mean, EPD was a huge help. They were able to get officers down there rapidly to help start to maintain traffic control. And then eventually it turned over from there, it turned over to Caltrans and CHP. But, you know, it presents a huge, huge traffic hazard for us because you see of the firefighters that get injured or killed across the country, there's all kinds of them that they're struck by a vehicle. They didn't get hurt in the fire. They got hurt on the scene.
One of the things that I made a supposition, and I suppose we'll deal with that one when we come back.
Sounds good.
It's 8:19.